Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Lion's Den with Ebony Lion. It is Saturday once again, and we are here to talk about life, love, and music, and of course, its impact on the American culture. Okay, so it is Women's History Month. Okay, so we're going to get a little bit into that, just a tiny bit, because we're going to save that for next week when we talk about just all the women who have, not only have they made an impact, but they can play an instrument. We're talking about women who can get down. So we're going to save that for next week. And this week, we're going to talk about the top three baddest ever halftime shows, Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. Okay, because we just came out of February where we saw Usher, one of my personal favorites, get down. You hear me? Now, I want to say he did do a lot. He did a lot on there, and he had a symbol and a tribute to so many other musicians, to so many other artists. It was really nice. And he obviously, if you guys watched it, which I'm sure you did because it was the Super Bowl, he wore a white glove, and you know what that means. You know who he was talking about. And of course, when we talk about that white glove, we're talking about Michael Jackson. And of course, Michael Jackson is in the top three best Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. But we're not going to start with him. We're going to start with Prince. Prince is included in the top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. I talk about that on this week's blog post, and of course you should read it. You're going to get to hear all the songs and learn a little bit more about those top three best halftime shows of all time. But we're starting with Prince, not only because it's Prince, but because Purple Rain, his movie, just had its 40th year anniversary. And I talked about him a couple shows back, and we talked about Purple Rain because we went over Rhythm and Reels and the top iconic black movies from the 90s of all time, and Purple Rain was on the list. So right after that came the 40th year anniversary, and I did not play Purple Rain. I played When Doves Cry, because I didn't want to play like exactly what you would expect. Because we're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show, I've got to play Purple Rain this time. But let's talk about his show. Don't forget to visit me at ebonylionmusic.net, where you can check out the Ebony Lion blog, where we're going to talk about Prince and his Super Bowl halftime show back in 2007. So back in 2007, Prince wore a lovely, lovely suit, had his iconic guitar, and stood on top of his lit-up cymbal in purple at the halftime show. It was beautiful to see. The entire crowd ran out. Well, not the entire crowd, but all those people that they let run out did their thing. That's kind of a Super Bowl thing. They come run out to kind of crowd around the stage. All of a sudden you start seeing like a band, and here we go, right? Here we go. Prince is about to set it off. What I really liked about going and looking back at these halftime shows, which I was really inspired by Usher's previous show this past February, it really made me think like, oh my gosh, there was so much anticipation. Especially because Usher just came off of his Vegas show that he had been doing for some years. He's decided to come back on tour and get back out there, but everyone really, really loved his Vegas show. So because of that, there was a lot of anticipation. And I remember the same thing with Prince, even though this was, you know, some years ago. So I think, you know, millennials might not remember, but it definitely left an impression for us who love Prince. I mean, this was him in his prime, even though his prime had been going on for quite some time, like since 1999. That was totally like a pun. But yes, since 1999 and before that, and continued on up until this halftime show in 2007, Prince has had his own thing, and there's no one like him. There'll never ever be another Prince, and rest in peace. We love Prince. But I want to say, you guys are going to love this show today. You're going to love the show because the thing about halftime shows is that they bring the energy. They bring the energy. So the very first song that Prince came out to was Let's Go Crazy. That's how we got to start today's show. Top three best halftime, Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. We're starting today with Prince. Let's Go Crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, what's it all for? Better live now, for me to come knocking on your
see what I'm saying? Prince knows how to get a party started. And that's definitely a way to get the party started at the Super Bowl halftime show. You can't go to sleep on Let's Go Crazy. So back in 2007, Prince did his thing, starting off his show with Let's Go Crazy. It was one of the best openings outside of Michael Jackson, of course, that ever happened, especially while he's standing in the middle of his cymbal, which we know there was some controversy way back in the day where Prince was making not only a political statement, but basically he felt trapped in his record deal contract, and the only way he could get out of it was to not go by his name, because basically his name was what was a part of the contract. And so he then goes on to become a symbol where he is not trapped. It was basically a declaration of freeing himself, right? So Prince is doing his thing in his own way, like he always has, standing in the middle of his cymbal at the Super Bowl halftime show, where he also plays a song from the movie Purple Rain, which is titled Purple Rain. Purple Rain came out in 1984. It was considered a rock musical drama film and was also accompanied by, which I mentioned in Rhythm and Reels episode a couple weeks ago, where I was fascinated by the beautiful actress Apollonia, which Apollonia is her real name. I'm still fascinated by that because is there any other Apollonias? I don't know. I would be shocked if there were, because that's such a really unique name. But at the same time, who knows? Maybe that name is popular in some other culture that I am just not familiar with. I was fascinated by her beauty and her name and her uniqueness as well in that movie, because she was like, I definitely was starstruck. She's definitely beautiful. Also, it had Morris Day and The Time. Do you guys remember The Time? Remember, it was like literally this rivalry in the movie. And so anyway, the song was also a part of it being an award-winning soundtrack. Purple Rain was filmed almost entirely in Minneapolis, where I'm under the impression that is where Prince is from. A little bit of it was also filmed in Los Angeles, but it went on to gross $70.3 million worldwide, and it took $7.2 million to make. It also went on to win an Academy Award for the Best Original Song Score, where we hear Purple Rain. So I just want to remind you guys that, like I said, it is the 40th year anniversary of the movie Purple Rain. During the Super Bowl, Prince played, he played his iconic song, Purple Rain. So let's have it. Purple Rain.
Friend. Hey. freedom, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. And let me guide you to the purple rain.
The entire stage was lit up in purple as he sang Purple Rain during the 2007 Super Bowl halftime show, which I consider one of the top three best Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. Do you guys even remember? Do you guys remember Prince doing that? I mean, it was incredible. So, I want to remind you guys to check out EbonyLionMusic.net, where you can also follow me on social media. I am on everything. IG, which is Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, everything. Okay, just everything. And of course, I am on YouTube. You can listen to my music, my album, not only on EbonyLionMusic.net, and listen to my latest single, which is called Lucky Number, because I like to sing about being lucky in love, or at least a hopeless romantic type of love. Because the song is like, I am looking for love and I'm never gonna give up. It doesn't matter how many times I have to try. I'm going to eventually be lucky in love, and maybe it's you. You're my lucky number. So please check out my latest single, Lucky Number. I debuted it a couple months ago on sandboxradio.com. I'd love for you to check it out. It's on YouTube, EbonyLionMusic.net. You can hear my entire album, so definitely check it out, including the blog post where we're going to continue to talk about the top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. Moving on to 2013, we have Beyonce. Yes, Beyonce. She is one of the top three. I actually did some research, by the way. She came up on a lot of the top iconic Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. So it's not just me. Others think the same thing, but you know, Beyonce can rock. So I want to talk about Beyonce a little bit just because she is absolutely a pioneer of women's power. This being Women's History Month, Beyonce, not only does she do it best, she basically is just the top of women's empowerment. During Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show back in 2013. Of course, like she's been doing for quite some time, she has an all-women band. All-women band. Women drummers, women bassists, women guitarists, women backup singers, women dancers. Beyonce, you can't take that from her. She definitely represents for the women out here. She's a wife, she's a mother, but she represents for the women. In the name of Women's History Month, we've got to give it to Beyonce. And of course, she did her thing at the Super Bowl halftime show. The song that she started with, just like Prince, bringing out all that she has, and just starting with it, an iconic song that just is an inspiration to love and also just an inspiration to being the one on top. Yes, I'm talking about Love on Top. That's how she opened her show. Love on Top is a classic song. She's really good at that. She can get really down and dirty. You know, she's from Houston. You know, she sings about hot sauce in her bag, right? She talks about, you know, surfing and swerving and all that. But she also can sing really classic songs. And I love Love on Top. It brings just joy. It brings a classic joy. And so, yes, to Women's History Month and Beyonce being in my top three Super Bowl halftime show, we gonna give it to Miss, yes, Mrs. Carter does her thing, singing Love on Top in 2013 at the Super Bowl halftime shows. So let's hear it.
On the window pane.
No one said it best. Finally, you put my love on top. She gives hope for every relationship. And sometimes it does take a little bit to get there, but she gives hope. Finally, you put my love on top. She said it best. Am I right? Am I right? For Women's History Month, we can celebrate Beyoncé because, like I said, she represents for the women. She represents for the women. Having that all-female band for all these years, I mean, what can we say? What can we say? I'm just saying. She's definitely in the top for the three best Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. And she's also on top when it comes to supporting women. It's really, really important. I want to remind you guys, it is the month of March and it is Women's History Month. And although we're not talking about it today, outside of Beyoncé anyway, we will be talking about it next week. We're going to go over fantastic women of soul who play an instrument and bring a lot to the table when it comes to being a musician, okay? It takes a lot to bring to the table. And it's not the way that it used to be. I don't know if you guys remember, you know, school had everything in it. I mean, I went to choir in elementary school. I had to play the recorder. I had to play the violin. So playing an instrument was really a big deal in schools. And it's not exactly the same as it used to be. They keep taking things out or not investing in the same amount of extracurricular activities that they used to, that really expanded your mind. Because I know for sure that some of the top violinists, some of the top flute players, some of the top horn players started earlier than high school band. They started when we had to bring an instrument to bring an instrument home from school. Usually it was the recorder, and it started in elementary school. It's not exactly the same today, okay? So make sure you consider that. Give your kids some music lessons. It will make them stronger. It will make them think deeply about things. Music is really, really powerful, and so just consider that. So Miss Beyoncé put it down with Love on Top in 2013 at the Super Bowl halftime show. Not only did she do that and represent with her full band of women on stage, okay, she also did another fantastic song that I believe, of course, you know, she is a hopeless romantic. I mentioned that, you know, she's a wife, she's a mother, and she's just a woman, okay? And she can recognize what we go through, what we deal with. It's life. Different genders go through different things. I mean, that is just inherent. She wrote another song, or performed another song, called End of Time. This song, I really, really just like. I like the lyrics. I like the lyrics of End of Time. It's a song that is talking about, if you love me right, if you love me back, I will love you to the end of time. And I think there's a reason that she put this song in her medley of songs that she performed during her halftime show. What's interesting about the halftime show as well is that when Prince performed and when Michael Jackson performed way back in 1993, the amount of minutes was usually 12 minutes. The halftime show was 12 minutes. It has gotten longer. And we can see from 1993 when Michael Jackson performed, and actually in 2007 when Prince performed, his still was around the 12 minute, a little bit more than 12 minute mark. But once we get to Beyoncé, actually, it starts to get longer. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but when Usher performed, I think his was like a full 15 minutes. Okay, Usher got a whole bunch of time, that more time than they even gave Michael Jackson. Okay, so let's just recognize that. And, you know, a song isn't long. So giving him an additional, you know, 2.5 minutes is a big deal. Now, he did put a lot in his show. Again, he came out in roller skates. Do you guys remember that? I don't think that's ever happened. He came out in roller skates. Okay. Usher is known to be a roller skating person. He has some videos and music videos and such where he's roller skating, so that he's known to do that. I think in on his Vegas show, he also roller skates. So that's his thing. That was his iconic thing that he brought to his Super Bowl halftime show. It was great. So if you guys want to go back and watch it, make sure to go to ebonylionmusic.net and check out the Ebony Lion blog, where you can read more about today's episode and you can listen to all the songs that I include on today's episode. And if you miss it, if you've missed last week's show and the shows before that, you can go back and listen, okay? Because Ebony Lion has also the Ebony Lion's Den podcast. Okay, so definitely go back and check out the podcast. We're going to move on to the end of time, where Beyonce put it down on her Super Bowl halftime show, which is in my top three best Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. We started with Prince. We're now with Beyonce celebrating Women's History Month. Okay, and we're going to play it the way she played it, the end of time. By Beyonce. say you'll never let me go. Am I right? Am I right? Just tell me what I want to hear, and I will love you to the end of time. Her songs can be very simple and have a lot of rhythm and a lot of hard-hitting beats. The underlying theme is really the same. How many people know that if you just tell me what I want to hear, you can get me to do almost anything? In fact, isn't that really like the art of conning someone, is telling others what they want to hear and you can get them to do anything? Now that I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute, but it's true. Tell me what I want to hear, and I promise you, you will have my loyalty. You know, this week for me has been a lot about communication, and I realize that I am the type of person, obviously I have this radio show, I'm fine with talking. Can you tell? I'm completely fine with talking. I think I'm really good at articulating things and expressing myself, but I realize that I really like that intellectual dialogue. You can basically woo me with your words, okay? Tell me that you'll never let me go, and I am yours forever, okay? Till the end of time, just like Beyoncé said while she performed her Super Bowl halftime show back in 2013, okay? I put her in my top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time, top three. So we have Prince and we have Beyoncé. So moving on, who do you think we have next? You know I saved the best for last. You know I saved the best for last. You ready? I hinted at him. I talked about the white glove. I hinted at him. I mentioned his name. Yes, it's Michael Jackson. He is number one in my top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. Yes, Michael Jackson did it best. Okay, but of course, who can compare to Michael Jackson? No one. No one can compare to Michael Jackson. I mentioned from way back when, even when he did it, that they usually only give you, they started off giving you about 12 minutes. Doesn't it seem really long? Doesn't it seem really long when you're watching the Super Bowl? You don't think that only 12 minutes have passed. In fact, I don't know how the actual teams like get like enough like rest in just that short amount of time, because they were playing a long time prior to that, okay? And then who knows, it might go into halftime. So just that little bit of a break, I don't know how they do it, but it's fine. 12 minutes for the most part is really what they gave you. With that being said, Michael Jackson came out. Okay, first of all, he started with his spins. Only Michael Jackson can do that. Well, Chris Brown does it. Chris Brown does it a lot. It started with Michael Jackson. He started with his spins, okay? He spent up like on the huge screen and like stood up on top of the screen. I don't know how they did that, but even back in 1993, they did that. And of course, it was Michael Jackson. That 12 minutes. Do you hear me? Michael Jackson stood still for over a minute and a half. Can you imagine in this world where we can just click a button and get what we want in a matter of like a split second? He stood still. He stood still at the Super Bowl halftime show for over a minute. Over a minute. But you know what? You know what? That's Michael Jackson. That's Michael Jackson. He can do that. And so then, you know, I'm watching because, you know, I'm doing some research on this topic, and I'm watching. And not only did he stand there completely still, I mean, completely still, he stood there like a statue. Okay. He stood there completely still. And then after that minute or so, which was over a minute, because I did read it, it was over a minute. He then slowly took off his sunglasses robotically with his arms. Only Michael Jackson can do that. Only Michael Jackson can do that. And of course, it added to the epicness of his Super Bowl halftime show in 1993. So I just want to let you guys know, you can check it out. check out the video on my blog post at ebonylionmusic.net and check out my Ebony Lion blog, where I go over my top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. And like I said, I'm not the only one. Okay, when I was doing my research, other people said that they felt like these three people were in the top. So it's not just me, but I'm just saying you can go ahead and take a look at all of these videos on the blog post. And again, make sure to join me every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time right here on sandboxradio.com. So make sure to mark your calendars, and I hope to see you next week and the week after that, just in case you miss it. Okay, just in case you miss it, I do have The Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion, as a podcast. And you can go back and listen to every single show right here on ebonylionmusic.net. I want to make sure that you know that this show has been brought to you by We Buy Houses Realty, where you can get a cash offer, especially on land. You can get a cash offer in 24 hours on land all over the country. Okay, so that's not just limited to where I am here in Atlanta. That is all over the country. So We Buy Houses Realty and We Buy Houses Land will give you a fast, fair, and easy offer in 24 hours. So make sure you check us out. Don't forget, you can also reach us at 770-609-2937. That's 770-609-2937. So back to the top three, and at the top three is the number one, Michael Jackson. Yes, he stood still for over a minute and then took a whole nother like 10 seconds just to take off his glasses, because Michael knows how to start a party. Do you hear me? He knows how to start a party. So yes, he started it with Jam. Do you guys remember Jam? Do you remember it? I'm assuming there's definitely some like Michael Jackson fans who know everything. I don't know if all of us really go back and listen to his catalog of music, which is so extensive, right? Because it goes all the way into the Jackson 5. I mean, Michael Jackson did so much music up until his passing. So there's a huge catalog to really go back to. So we could talk about Michael Jackson forever, okay? Like literally forever when it comes to music. What we're gonna start with is Jam. The same way that he brought in his Super Bowl halftime show, we're gonna start it with Jam. I told you guys that this was gonna be like a real show to rock to, because every Super Bowl halftime show, they're bringing it. They're bringing it. They're starting with the energy. You gotta pick it up. It's the Super Bowl. Michael did it best, and he started his show with Jam. So let's hear it. Jam, Michael Jackson. All the Super Bowls of all time, this is one I wish that I could have been at. Can you imagine being that close to Michael Jackson? I feel like that was one of the opportunities to be as close to Michael Jackson as you possibly could, because not only is he standing there right there on the stage in the middle of the stadium, there's also those huge screens. But I don't know, it seems like the Super Bowl, you would be able to be just a little bit closer than you would be if you were at just a traditional concert. I don't know, but I wish I would have been there. Welcome back to the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion, where we're talking about the top Super Bowl halftime shows of all time, because we just came out of February where we saw Usher on roller skates, which was really highly anticipated, and I really felt like he did his thing. And he did a tribute to Michael Jackson by wearing a white glove. So we want to keep that in perspective, because I really feel like it's important to appreciate the ones who came before you. And Usher did a great job of doing that. So at the very tippity, tippity, tippity top, we have Michael Jackson. I talk about how he started his show, his Super Bowl halftime show, standing completely still. No one can do it like him. No one can do it like him. Not only did he stand completely still for over a minute, his sunglasses, he like slowly took off. Like it was almost kind of sexy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even see him like that really. I mean, he's like beautiful versus, you know, it's Michael Jackson. So he's like, I don't know. You can't even see. It's almost hard to see him real. I got some really interesting information for you guys because, you know, I like to do my research and I learned something about this next song, which he included in his halftime show back in 1993. That was a while ago, right? That was a while ago. But yeah, so he sang Billie Jean. One of the best songs ever. But I did know that years ago I had heard that this was actually kind of like a true story. In the song, if you guys listen really carefully, Billie Jean is a song about a woman who is claiming that Michael Jackson is the father of her child. And he talks about how lies can become the truth and, you know, what his mama said and how you got to be careful and all this stuff. So when I did some research on the song, my, you know, recollection was correct in regards to, yes, it was about a true story. From SongFacts on songfacts.com, this song is about a woman who claimed that Michael Jackson was the father of her child. She actually used to stalk him and write him lots and lots of letters claiming that she, you know, was with him and that he had fathered her child. Crazy enough, as you know, stalker stuff is, this woman, which it said that it was Quincy Jones who made this statement, found it really funny because the woman claimed that Michael Jackson was the father of one of her twins. Yep, dramatic pause. One of her twins. Okay, I know that can happen. To say that it's Michael Jackson's child and you had two babies, but he's only the father of one, you already know something can't be right. So supposedly this actually drew him further into his like reclusiveness because it was really a big issue. I had heard that at some point she actually took him to court. It didn't really go into detail about that. It was really like not good for him. So Billie Jean, he played in 1993 at the Super Bowl halftime show, which again, like I said, is at the tippy top of Super Bowl halftime shows. Just know when you hear this song that it is coming from a true story and it was his outlet to kind of release his anxiety about this situation. It's gotta be hard to be a star. I mean, I think that it's gotta be hard. So we have to have compassion, right? And out of all the people in the world, we have compassion for Michael Jackson. And he had compassion for the whole wide world. So thank you so much for attending, okay, and listening to today's episode of my top three Super Bowl halftime shows, like the best of all time, where we talked about Prince, Beyonce, and now Michael Jackson. And I'm going to leave you today, not only with Billie Jean, but I'm going to leave you with Heal the World. That is how Michael Jackson ended his Super Bowl halftime show back in 1993. And that's how I'm going to end today. So make sure you come back next Saturday and the Saturday after that. So put it on your calendar and join me at the Lion's Den next Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk about Women's History Month. And if you missed this show, go back to ebonylionmusic.net and you can read the blog post and listen to all the songs from the show. I can't wait to hear your feedback. Please leave a comment, okay? Leave a comment. And if you want to see me live and in person, make sure you check out my press kit. You can book me. I'm a singer as well, okay? So you guys have a great rest of your day, and I love you for listening in. I really, really appreciate it. Let's go. Billie Jean and Heal the World. Top three Super Bowl halftime shows of all time, right here on the Lion's Den. See you next week.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there will drift, stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, hope is growing.
Look out!